Justin Morrill's legislation creating Statuary Hall was signed by Lincoln on July 2, 1864. The South had seceded from the Union, and peace was still a year away. Don Kennan, chief historian of the United States Capitol, says Morrill wanted to carve out lasting unity from chaos and carnage.
You remember, he's doing this during the Civil War, and the nation is fractured, brother fighting brother. But he sees Statuary Hall as something, after the war, it's going to unite the nation by each state being able to select two statues of their leading citizens.
Statuary Hall is one of the most popular stops on the Washington, D.C. tourist trail. But this summer, it's the statues, as photographs, that are doing the traveling. Laura Treishman is Vermont's historic preservation officer.
It really allows people who don't get to Washington to come and see what the inside of the U.S. Capitol looks like. And it's really a rare, special opportunity to do that.
Michael Caduto, executive director of the Friends of the Justin Morrill Homestead, has created an appealing photo gallery in the Education Center, a former horse barn, but he's also done something more unpredictable. Cardboard cutouts of a couple of statues, nearly life-sized, casually stand around the barn, as if to greet visitors.
And then you turn, and there is Rosa Parks seated, looking quite defiant, as she might have on the bus when she wouldn't give up her seat. And just behind her, as if supporting her or putting her forward, is Abraham Lincoln with his hand out towards her in a gesture of some connection.
Around the corner, Vermont's cardboard luminary wears clothes he might not have chosen if he were really spending the summer in his Green Mountains.
So what we're looking at right now is Ethan Allen. Full size, maybe slightly less than life size, standing on his plinth, looking magisterial with his epaulets and frilly lace on the front of his outfit. I'm not sure how he would feel, given his reputation as a fighter, to be represented this way permanently in Washington.
The other statue Vermont sent to Statuary Hall in the 19th century is not quite such a household name, so he doesn't appear as a cardboard hero in Stratford. Capitol historian Don Kennan has to check his files for information about the conservative anti-slavery statesman named Jacob Collamer.
I don't know a great deal about him. I'm not a Vermonter, but he was a colleague at one point in the Senate of Justin Morrill.
And he was apparently well-known at the time, but now some states do replace figures that have lost their charisma. For example, Alabama replaced a guy named Jabez Lamar Monroe Curry, an officer in the Confederate Army, with Helen Keller. The statuary exhibit runs through October 13th, and it isn't the only reason to stop by this landmark off the beaten track. The picturesque rose-colored cottage is furnished pretty much as Morrill and his wife left it, with ingenious kitchen inventions and a lush garden. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.